Hello, folks. Welcome to the Security Box, podcast number 51. On this edition of the program, we continue with Fish Labs and their Q1 Phishing and Intelligence Report, talking about top-level domains and certificate abuse. Next, Michael in Tennessee sent me an article talking about one email which exposed hundreds of email addresses. We'll also have news and notes. People can call and comment as usual. And we'll see where the show takes us. The podcast edition of the Security Box, which is heard each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the independent channel of The Mix. Is starting right now. The opinions expressed are those of the show hosts and may not necessarily be of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Welcome to Jarrett's Shop. May I take your order for a username and password? The sign says Jarrett's Shop. It said nothing about usernames and passwords. Yes, sir. Usernames, passwords, credit card information, all sorts of breach data. You name it, you've got it here at Jarrett's Shop. Well, that sounds lovely, but I really only wanted to pick up a USB drive. Well, sorry, sir, but the USB drives come with all sorts of data, all for sale right here, right now, at the asking price of at least $100. Well, USB drives start at least at $10. I need a USB drive so that I can store some data on it of my own, such as audiobook files from the library, maybe some backups of some other stuff. And if need be, I'd like to be able to send some stuff to some people, and they only have the capacity of receiving them through flash drives. So I need blank ones. Well, sorry, sir, but we don't have any blank flash drives here. If we did, whatever you wanted from usernames, passwords, and more can be put on these drives, but at a premium cost. Sorry, sir, I'm not interested in that. I'll just have to find another shop. Welcome to the Security Box.
The Security Box with Jarrett Reimer on KKNW.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Security Box. I'm Jared Reimer. People will probably come and go all day for this show. It has been one crazy week, I tell you that much, here on 98.6 The Mix. We have had a tragic loss of a former DJ who did quite a bit around our network, even though he was a DJ for a short time, and we hope him and his, we hope that his family is going to be able to get the healing that they need. And just a programming note, if you are listening to this and you're listening on the podcast and you knew the DJ and the person who's been in internet radio probably as long as I have, although I never talked to the guy, his name's Sean Coughlin. He passed away this past weekend. And this channel will be used for the dedication channel on Monday. So we will be taking this server offline Sunday night when bedtime rolls around, and it will stay offline through the duration of the day for the independent channel purposes. And we hope that people will enjoy the public memorial that the mix will hold. So again, this channel will be used on Monday for that purpose. Just a programming note for those who like the independent artist channel on a regular basis. We want you to know what's going on. But you come here for the Security Box, and if you're listening on the podcast edition of the Security Box, you know that we tend to play a little bit of music here and there, and I try to stay on the independent side, although sometimes we'll play some other tracks. And you can get to this server by going to Magnatune, magnatune.jaredreimer.net, or find us on our listen page at 986themix.com/listen. A search for Magnatune, Magnatune. And we're up on a whole bunch of stuff. If you go to the Magnatune page on jaredreimer.net, you'll find other apps that have sent me links. So I just want to get a little programming stuff out of the way before we really get started. And we know that several DJs here on the mix are reeling from this. There's talk of an hour tribute on Friday afternoon, evening, for one of our DJs. And so I just want to take this opportunity to let you know that I've been in your shoes. And if you're listening on the podcast and you've recently lost somebody, I completely understand what you're going through. So, just know that I have personally been there. With that out of the way, my telephone number is 818-921-4976. Email iMessage, JaredReimer, at 986themix.com. Text or WhatsApp, 804-442-6975. You can also text 818-921-4976. It'll come to me on Skype. And we got a couple of good topics, I think. And it sounds like we are starting to get a little more information on one of our items in our news notes. I was looking at the RSS today, and there's an article talking about spammers leveraging our latest breach. This one is a Florida company. We'll have more on this in news notes. This is one article from CyberScoop, but I think there was another one that caught my attention when I opened it yesterday. So I'm going to read it and see if that's something that we want to. But spammers are of course, taking advantage of this. And they've got software, something called VSA. I don't know anything about it. But it is definitely something. And I still have several articles I'll probably blog about in the coming days. And we'll try and get the blog back up and running. So we're learning a little more about that. But I thought it would be time to talk about domains. And this one is breaking down phishing site TLDs and certificate abuse in Q1. And PhishLabs is still continuing to go through the Q1 intelligence report and writing articles and giving out some great information. I thought it would be perfect for a podcast like this. And so we want to be a little, I want to cover a lot of stuff that other podcasts do, but at the same time, I find my own stuff that I think is of interest, and you might too, and you're welcome to call in and text or what have you. So let's go ahead and get started with our first topic. So we know that the internet's grown up, and some of us have been around when .com got started. You know, Dodgers.com was a text-based web page where you can learn about the team and, you know, get scores and such in a text-based form. So it's grown up quite a lot with new top-level domains introduced in 2017 by ICANN, the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, based in Los Angeles, California. I've never done any work with them, but they basically manage the idea of how domains should be ran, you know, the arbitration process and so forth. In quarter one, according to the article we're taking from today, PhishLabs has found three different things in regards to the domain aspect, including certificates. They are 96% used legacy generic GTLD or country code CCTLD top level domains. Almost 83% abused HTTPS. And domain validated DV certificates were used 94.5% of the time. And for the report, PhishLabs looked at three categories of top-level domains. The first is generic top-level domains, or TLDs. The second is country code TLDs, or CC TLDs. And the third is new generic TLDs, or new GTLDs. And it indicates that nearly all detected phishing sites used either a legacy TLD 54.7% or the country code TLD 41.5%. And there's a link in the article we take from where you can learn about the new TLDs in the article. And those new gTLDs were used 3.9% of the time when used in attacks. Your top-level domain breakdown include the .com, the .net, and the .org domains. Those are the big three most people are going to, you know, utilize. And so let's talk about that first. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to call me at any time and we'll stop. So almost 47% of all phishing scams used the .com legacy TLD in Q1. So something in .com. Okay. Additionally, .com contributed to 86% of all the legacy GTLDs used for attacks. Again, this top-level domain contributed to 86% of all of the legacy GTLDs used for attacks. That is a lot. That tells me that even though I lost jaredreimer.com and I was waiting till after it expired because I never got properly billed. I was going to buy it like on the 5th or 6th, but I don't know what happened to it. I may have to get a new domain. And you know what? It happens. Maybe it's better that way. Somebody emailed and asked if I wanted help getting it back, and I said, here's the deal. And I explained it and said, if you can help, that would be great. I never heard another email back. It seemed pretty legitimate, but I normally don't respond to such emails. But I kind of need that domain. I should have just taken care of it, and even though it was telling me it was expiring. But that's the way it goes. Legacy TLDs, .org and .net were also among the top 10 most abused TLDs, although both volumes were significantly less than .com. The .org legacy gTLD was identified in 4.9% of phishing scams, while .net was used 2% of the time. So maybe I'm better off getting a .org, going up and getting the email list for the .com, and maybe buying the .org and linking it where the .com was. And if I get .com back, then so be it. But maybe it's just better that I buy the .org. I'll have to think about that. I mean, if they're only used 4.9% of the time for phishing scams, and the .net, which I already own and has already been renewed, is used 2% of the time, then What do I have to lose? Maybe .com is done. Can't trust it anymore. I'm not completely sure. So,
now, Dodgers Knicks foul paraphernalia and sexual assault allegations. Twitter, 21 minutes ago. Target, 24 minutes ago.
Under the country code aspect, which are ones like .co.uk and .co.jp and .co.au and some of these other ones. So under the country code aspect of the top level domains, 5 out of the 7 are free purchases, and 7 out of the 10 were heavily used at 83% of all phishing scams on the CCTLD network. The 5 listed here include .ml.
Twitter. FreshBooks tweeted 5 notifications. Twitter. Twitter. Now, FreshBooks tweeted. Sports. 1 minute. Twitter. 22 minutes ago. Dropbox support tweeted. What did
we stop computer? Or not there. Okay, so .ml, which I have never heard of. I don't go to them. .tk, that has been usually known for URL redirects. I've always seen those going elsewhere. .ga, I recently saw that in spam, and those were redirected elsewhere. .cf, I don't know anything about it. I have never seen anything with a .cf domain. And the final one is .gq. I'm not too familiar with that either. So, that's that. Oh boy, I'm having problems. So, all right, there we go. That solves that problem. I was having technical problems there. So those are the 5. So I'll repeat them again. The first one is .ml. The second is .tk. The third is .ga. The fourth is .cf. And the last one is .gq. The codes listed here are the 5 free domains that can be purchased through the Freenom. Freenom, Freenom, I guess, a domain service. They are Africa and New Zealand based domains. So, I will stop here and allow for questions. 818-921-4976. If you want to text, you can text that number and I'll respond to you. You can also email or iMessage JaredRimer at 986themix.com. If you want to use traditional text, you can do that too, 804-442-6975 for text or WhatsApp. Skype allows text messages, but it's 11.2 cents a minute to go out, but I'll offer it. I'm not going to charge people for it. I'm going to offer it for those who would like to do that, and I can respond directly from the computer. It's perfectly fine. I know it's a lot to take in, and maybe you just want to listen to what we're talking about, and that's fine too. You don't necessarily need to comment right now. You can definitely think about it and determine if you would like to say something, and you can do that at any time. So, we will move along, and if people want to call, they can do that. That's how we'll do it. The next section is HTTP versus HTTPS. And you remember that HTTPS signals secure, although when we were trained to look at the padlock or if it was green. But since a lot of us are blind, we look for the HTTPS, and that's the way that goes. I always did that because I couldn't see. I mean, I did see the address bar change color when I was on there, but I don't know if it does that anymore. And I guess that we shouldn't be surprised that most of the domains are now HTTP secured. Again, 83%. And while 82.7% of sites are HTTPS in Q1, that is still a majority of the sites. Well over the halfway point. The halfway point happened when they issued a report probably a couple of years ago, I think it was. It's actually down from Q4 2020, according to the article report. 83% is the level off point for now, as the article indicates that threat actors actually prefer HTTP over HTTPS, although you may see the secure version popping up as more sites become secured. Why? Because there are different types of certificates that the actors have to think about getting, and we'll get into the certificate aspect as the discussion continues. Of course, if you want to call and ask questions in the meantime, please do so. I'm not going to stop you from calling if you have a question as I'm going through the notes of our discussion here today. In fact, the next section is SSL certificate validation. And for those sites that do use HTTPS, you need a certificate. 94% of sites use domain validated certificates. Domain validated proves you own and control the domain. And there are paid and free aspects to this. And you can look that up on your own time. So again, domain validated basically proves you have control of the domain. And services like Let's Encrypt are free, but there are also paid options available. Of course, the Let's Encrypt project, I think they're 90-day certificates and they auto-renew. So, you don't have to do anything about it. According to the article, less than 6% of domains render under the OV, or Operation Validated Certificate. And these certs are validated through a few basic checks and are associated with greater costs. So maybe they ask you for an address of the business, or maybe a bank statement, or some type of like a utility bill or something. And you have to prove that you live at a specific place or you work at a certain place, because a lot of people can work from home. And that's been the case since the pandemic now. And if you're running a website and you want it to be secure, you might want to choose this one. The next one is extended validation, or EV certs. They are talked about in the article as well, and according to the report, only 11 sites had these certificates. You need credentials for these types of certificates, says the article. And actors aren't necessarily going to take the time to get this done. And each of those 11 sites were once a legitimate website, but ended up being compromised in some way. And for full details, there's a link to the full article on the blog and in our show notes. And you can definitely go and have a look at the particular article in question, and I normally notate the article title in the thing, and I realized that I didn't for this one, but it's definitely there. My number again is 818-921-4976. You can text that if you'd like. You can email or iMessage JaredRimer at 986thenix.com. What is the right thing for us to do now? And how do we tell people what to look for? Because probably by either the next quarter or the quarter after, but at some point this year, we're going to be practically fully secure. The actors know that. What is the way to tell somebody today that you should be on a secure site where you can actually do what you are expected to do? I don't know. That is going to be a very interesting question. And I think we should think about that. And if you're listening on the podcast and you have some thoughts and you'd like to leave a voicemail where comments can be aired, you can call 602-887-5198. And when you leave a message and you want it aired, you need to let me know. So, if you have thoughts on this, I'd love to hear from you. I know it's a lot to take in, and I try to take the highlights of this article. And definitely, we should be discussing this. I'm Jared Reimer. You've got the Security Box on the independent channel of 98.6 The Mix. And broadcasting time, it's 11:37 in the morning, but you're probably listening to this on your own time, and the time actually doesn't matter, but for now. That's what we have, and it's okay. We actually got a very interesting second topic that I guess we'll just get right into. And I think when I read this article, it seems to me like this was an honest mistake. But why wouldn't you use an email list program instead of the two or BCC field? Because we know that, at least when I started with Menvi, after 25 email addresses, it was interesting. The Security Box, you are live on the air. Or you should be.
Hello.
It's a staple.
No, I wanted to back up about the security shit.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty busy at the moment putting away laundry. Oh, fucking joy. But I figured a way it won't kill me later to do it. So I'm doing it sitting down. But anyways, that's not what the fuck I called for. This is about security.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no such thing anymore.
I know.
There's no such thing as secure anymore. So, I don't know what the hell the difference is, because the actors are starting to get hip to the S and the lock symbol and all that crap. No safety anywhere, not even in your own damn homes anymore.
Well,
so I mean, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but we're not living in a safe in a safe world anymore. People don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
It's actually getting worse and worse and worse every single week. People have gone apeshit since the pandemic, killing each other and, you know, at a higher rate than usual. So, you know, there's only the illusion of safety, but there really is no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't even know the point of the S on the internet. And frankly, that should not be everybody's concern. We are killing each other, and it needs to stop. Because if if we keep killing each other, nobody's going to be around to use the computers and the internet anymore. And there are different ways to kill each other. You kill each other's reputation on the internet, in public, whatever. They go ape, they turn around, and they fucking kill your ass.
Yeah.
So I don't care about, I'm sorry, but I mean, I don't see the point in, like, internet safety right now. Because everywhere I turn around, I'm hearing, oh, so-and-so went ape at the post office and shot up 15 people. I'm just saying. I didn't really hear that, but you hear things like that all the time. Like, you can't even send your fucking kids to school anymore. Everybody's going crazy, and everybody, if you're not going crazy, you're about to have a fucking breakdown. Because this shit is like, are you serious? It's that bad? You know, I mean, come on. It's bad and it's getting worse. So we all got to get our heads out of our asses and start acting civil to one another. Otherwise, there will be nobody to provide a living for anybody else, and whoever the hell is still around is going to go, well, how the hell do I make money now? Because my entire base is dead. You know what I mean? We all have to stop killing each other and harming each other, or there will be no more generations. And I know that this has been in the works, and it's been starting to happen for centuries, a little. That bad. You know, so I'm sorry if I'm irritated and I'm bitching, but you know, we're gonna hurt each other and start helping. We got enough shit going on in the world to worry about if our neighbor is going to kill us tomorrow. Or, you know, somebody's going to go postal at the grocery store. Like, get help if you're going nuts. Don't go shooting people up. Even the freaking law is corrupt. This is, so I'm sorry if I don't really give a fuck about, like, internet security. I'm more worried about my own fucking physical security at this point, living in this world that has gone ape shit.
And most of them probably don't start on the internet. They just go ape anyway.
I know. And then you hear about it on the news. Why? Because people are like, holy crap, we gotta stop it. But what do we do? No, nobody listens. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know why nobody listens? Because and we've had this discussion time and time again on this program. Whether you read the news on the internet or you listen to it on the TV or radio, it's all bad news. Everybody hears the same stuff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they're
so nothing changes.
They're sick of bad news, but instead of trying to do something good, they go and make more bad news. How fucking twisted is that? You want to hear
and that's
good
all
shit?
The news
stop
has.
Killing each other.
And that's all the news has got. That's why I don't
know,
listen to any of it.
Because that's all that seems to be happening. That's why I don't listen to most of it, unless I'm eating or they have it in the living room, but I don't sit around and make a point of, oh, let me see who the hell killed whom, because I just want to know how many more souls are gone today for senselessness. I mean, come on. Jesus, my God, come back here soon to pick us up. I'm tired. All right, talk to you later.
All right. 818-921-4976. Yes, there is a point to talking about what is going on in the world around us, on top of what we should tell people to do in regards to keep themselves safe on the internet. I'm not going to stop that discussion because there are valuable points in this discussion. You know, if they're not going ape on the internet, they are going to go ape on other platforms. And then you've got the news, which you can read all over the place, whether it's social media or otherwise. And we all know that, at least I don't, I mean, I read the articles through social media, but I read them with an open mind, and if it seems like it's something worth talking about, I'll do it. If it's not, then I won't. But I don't go looking for who's shooting up who. I want to know how I can keep my safe on the internet because I use it every day. And if I go out, and when I go out, my senses are on high alert. I'm always looking around, trying to sense if somebody's following me and what's going on. That's the way we keep ourselves secure off the internet. Your senses have got to tell you what's going on. It all is a very delicate discussion. So, if there aren't any other calls in regards to our security, whether you want to talk about our email, our web security, our internet security, and how it could be based on what's going on in our real world, we'll talk about an email blunder, which may not be so bad, and I don't think it was that bad. I think it was an honest mistake. And this may not be so bad in the looks of things, as it clearly seems to be a mistake. I'm talking about the Google parent company, Alphabet, who bought into the medical company, One Medical. And the article an email sent by One Medical exposed hundreds of customers' email addresses, talks about the fact that the medical company sent an email to some of its customers with hundreds of recipients in the to field. The article indicates that they should have used the BCC field and not the to field. Experts indicate that this is low on the security mistake because while email addresses should not be exposed that way, email is not necessarily secure by default in communication standards anyhow. I mean, just because we use what they're calling secure ports, which are 993 and 587, or 993 and 587 mainly. That's just to get the email out through a secure server through a certificate. It doesn't necessarily mean that the email itself is secure. You want that? You need to use other means to make it more secure, like PGP keys and other things that the email clients can understand. And you have to post your public key somewhere for people to go get that. Otherwise, they'll never be able to read your message. That aspect I've never really understood, so I've never tried to deal. The article states that the company did not answer requests on whether they were notifying state regulators of the breach in certain states where a breach may have occurred. And the company stated that the mistake was not caused by a breach, but would take precautions to prevent this from happening again. And yes, when you read this article, which is in the show notes, I honestly believe that this was an honest mistake. You know, I've offered Metro an email list. I said, you just shouldn't use your address books to send email. Send it to mailing list software, which will process it and deliver it to everybody who's subscribed to it. Because that way, it's not marked as spam. I remember doing that with Menvi. And after 25, it said, oh no, you can't do that. And so I had to do email lists or break the address books into 25 or break it into 25 recipients per email. That I wasn't going to do. The company went public last year prior to the pandemic, which started last year, according to the article. And, you know, this is one of those things that could probably happen to anybody. I think it was an honest mistake. You know, there was no real intent. You know, it definitely, you know, was something interesting. And while we only send out to about roughly 30 on Metro, it's all right to use the 2 in CC fields for now. But honestly, I'd rather see them use an email list. Set it up as an announcement list. Set the reply address to, you know, their main email address that forwards to all of them. And whoever responds is the one that takes care of it. I know it's a short topic, but I also think it's worth discussing. I would have put it in news notes, but I thought, why not bring it up as a topic? It is definitely worth talking about. You've got the Security Box. I'm Jared Reimer. And we're going to be going into our second hour. I've covered the 2 main topics. And you're welcome to talk about anything else that's on your mind before we end up getting into news notes. And news notes was like interesting. Like, I was going through and I found a bunch of different things that happened, including a big breaking, I would call it breaking news in the security industry. You know, Jennifer has a good point. I mean, why should we care about our internet security when we can't even be secure in our own home? Well, I know I'm as secure as I possibly can because I'm in a gated community. And yes, we did have some car break-ins and this and that. And they did eventually find the culprit who were doing that. There were no homes broken into, and so no apartments in any of the buildings broken into. You know, we get email from the complex, and they notify us of different things going on around the community that we should be aware of. And they say, you know, we've been aware that there was a break-in in this building, you know, with a vehicle. You know, please make sure you do this, that, or the other. You know, they make it generic. And so, that's where we are. I think what I'll do, I know I see one listener, and I know that they're doing other things, and people probably come and gone throughout the morning. We will play a few tracks and get right into news notes. And then we'll talk about news notes. So, let's hear Lydia McCauley from Foreign Lander. Here is Stella, as we're going to play a couple of tracks from a couple of artists and then go right into news notes. This is the Security Box 98.6 The Mix, the Independent Artist Channel. everybody, to News Notes. I'm Jared Reimer. We got quite a bit of news notes for Podcast 51, covering a wide range of stuff. Hopefully you'll enjoy what I've picked out for each and every one of you to know about today. CyberScoop brings us some good news. As a VPN provider that has been known to allow questionable activity, is shut down. The article is titled, "International Cops Seize Double VPN, a service allegedly meant to shield ransomware attacks from investigators," and it was quite interesting. This service was advertised both in Russian and English-speaking markets for cybercrime, according to the article. We don't know how, but law enforcement gained access to the servers and were able to seize logs, personal data, and statistics on all of its customers. They also got access to the domains. It is unknown what ransomware gangs used the service, according to the article. This isn't the first time this has occurred. The article talks about another case that took place in December. There are several articles out there talking about Western Digital's woes. In one article, they go so far as to mention that you should disconnect the drive completely and wait for the company to advise on what to do. In this article called "Another Zero Day Looms for Many Western Digital Users," written by Krebs on Security, it goes into detail on how two researchers were going to talk about something that Western Digital fixed in an OS upgrade for their service called My Cloud. The researchers are Radek Domanowski and Pedro Ribeiro. This article talks about what they found, something they reported to the company, who never responded. The company said they would start responding to all reports, regardless of whether the product is supported during the life cycle or not. Good job, fellas. We need more people like you to keep our companies as secure as possible. To remind people of their original issue, which we covered last news notes, the article does reference the MyBook incident. Paige Thompson, the accused Capital One hacker we've talked about when the story broke in 2019, now faces new charges, according to the article Michael in Tennessee sent me, called "DOJ Files 7 New Charges Against Alleged Capital One Hacker," posted to TechCrunch on the 30th of June. The charges are 6 counts of computer fraud and abuse, and 1 count of access device fraud. According to the article, the trial has been delayed from 2019 to 2020, then again to October of this year, but then moved again to March of 2022. This is all because the prosecution needs to get a look at all of this data from Thompson's devices. Instead of 5 years in prison, she may now face up to 20 because of the new charges. She also could have faced a $250,000 fine. It's unclear if that fine has been raised or removed. The number of companies doubled from 4 to 8. And there's more. We'll have an article that you can check out for more that's posted on the blog and our show notes. On podcast number 21 of this very podcast, we talked about the protocol called Shaken and Stir. According to the article recently sent to me by Michael in Tennessee, titled U.S. Hits Anti-Robocall Milestone, but Annoying Calls Won't Stop Anytime Soon, written by John Brodkin over at Ars Technica, it mentions that the smaller carriers have until June 2023 to comply with the FCC mandate of the protocol. Verizon and United States Cellular have tried to petition and got denied for an extension. According to the article, there are 135 million calls per day from Verizon to participating carriers. That is a lot of calls per day. The number, according to the article, is only growing. The article has lots more. Check it out for the entire details on this developing story. Cassia is the next victim in Re-Evil and their ugly trips. The article titled is Cassia Hit with Suspected Cyber Attack, Raising Fears of Major Supply Chain Incident. This company's name is spelled K-A-S-E-Y-A. This article was posted to CyberScoop. This company is an IT and security company. At the time the article was written, the vendor recommended customers shut down their VSA server. There are multiple security firms that reported customers were affected by the attack. One vendor, Huntress Labs, reported 300 partners with 200 businesses which are impacted. On Tuesday, the day before this podcast was to broadcast on The Mix, Security Now's Steve Gibson with Leo Laporte covered this. And the podcast is available through the Twit Network. It's still developing and will pass along anything if we get any more news on this story. Chinese hackers suspected of using Dropbox to snoop on Afghan officials was written through CyberScoop. Dropbox has had plenty of time in the spotlight with actors using their accounts to send links to various files proclaiming anything they want. Eventually, they get suspended. However, you can just come back with another email address. And email addresses come a dime a dozen. There's a link to an example shared by researchers within this article. It describes what happens as the computer gets infected. Go ahead, check that article out, because it's got quite a bit to offer. Finally, what would you do if you infiltrated a crime ring? In an article titled, "We Infiltrated a Counterfeit Check Ring, Now What?" Brian Krebs talks about the crime-fighting group known as Brianna Ware. B-R-I-A-N-N-A, next word, W-A-R-E. And what they found. According to the info in this article, the checks range from $2,500 to $5,000 and can range in different types of scams. No matter the scheme, the goal is to deposit the check, then wire a certain amount of money to a different account. The letters that are included with the checks now want you to use mobile applications instead of money transfer services. Better give this one a look, especially if you receive these. You need to know what it is about. The article has plenty more. It's going to be in our show notes, so please check it or anything else that we've linked to that might be of interest to you. And remember, there may be other news items that we didn't put in here that might be over there that you'll want to comment on. Do you want to particularly have something featured in news notes? Even if it's not featured, if I find it of value, I may end up commenting on it in the blog. I can't promise that each and every item gets mentioned in news notes, but I'll do my best to feature those that pique my interest on the blog and in news notes. Send them over to me. My email address is jaredrimer at 986thenix.com. Text or WhatsApp 804-442-6975. I would preferably prefer email for linked articles because I read and blog on the computer and not my phone. For news notes, I'm Jared Reimer, The Security Box, broadcasting on the independent channel of 98.6 The Mix and podcasted through the technology blog and podcast RSS portal. 98.6 The Mix. Margaret Maria Tobolowska Stormin' from her 2012 album Enchantin' and Stella by Lydia McCauley from the 2004 album Foreign Lander. And of course, our news notes. And of course, there are definitely some big things that you, the listener, might want to talk about. And everything is linked in the show notes that will be made available on the blog at jaredtech.help. I'm Jared Reimer. There might be some questions out there, so go ahead and give me a call, 818-921-4976, and we will entertain them. I think the biggest topic is the ongoing pandemic of phone calls. I got another 818-862 telephone call, and I was downstairs away from the studio and not able to answer the phone. And one time I looked up one of those numbers, and one website said that those particular numbers are scams. Of course, they didn't leave a message. And they do get past the shaking and stir. We talked about it on 21. It was supposed to be a multi-part series, but I was able to cover it in one podcast and never changed it. And the smaller carriers have until 2023 to get that implemented. And Verizon and U.S. Cellular need more time. I'm sorry, but if AT&T could show me that there's a spam risk on some of those calls, then they're doing something right. Because even though these are scam calls, a lot of them, like the 818 number I saw, it must be passing the test of what's required for legitimate calls. And so that is something to keep in mind. I read that entire article. It was quite an interesting article, if you ask me. Paige Thompson's article was quite interesting, too. Although we need to get to the bottom of that. We honestly need to get to the bottom of that. Let's get the trial rolling. The government and the prosecution had plenty of time to build up the case. We don't need to keep this dragging till 2022. I don't see why that should be the case. I'm going to have more news on the recent supply chain ordeal. Kessia. I want to listen to that Security Now program and see what Steve said, because he's got time to look at all of that. I do read it, but I'm so far behind at times that, you know, it's all right to hear an opinion and then we can form our own. So I'll definitely have some more thoughts, and if I feel I need to notate something, then we'll do that, and that'll be that. What got you interested in news notes today? What interested you? It wasn't as long as last week's news notes, I'll tell you that much. I left a couple of items out. And Sean sent me an email that I haven't yet read. So I need to get to that and blog the rest. And next week, I think we're going to talk about the attacks on water supply. I read it last week. Contemplated bringing it up on the news notes and thought, you know, that'd be a perfect topic. You know, Jennifer was just talking last hour about, you know, our well-being and our own security. Well, we need water to drink. You know, how do they fill up the cans of water that I get at the store? You know, they start with regular water and they do whatever they do with it. Well, if they start hacking the water supply, then we're not going to have our basic water. And the other question is, why is that going on the internet? What value is putting the water supply systems on the internet so that you can do it from home, and then if you make a mistake and click on an email, somebody can get in and do what they did in Oldsmar, Florida, or whatever it was, Oldsmar County. I think it was Florida. Yeah, what is this world coming to? We can't even get our basic needs met of any kind. It doesn't matter what the needs are. And no, I'm not, you know, I mean, you can think about what those needs are. But we'll talk about that water supply ordeal next week, as well as other news notes. And if there's more on Fish Labs for the Q1 report, we'll cover that too, because they've got some good stuff that is worth thinking about. You've got the Security Box. I'm Jared Reimer. Last call, 818-921-4976 is my number. Better get those calls in now, because I don't want to start getting into stuff and go for hours on end. Hearing none, I will go ahead and call this a program. You don't have to necessarily comment right now. It's okay. You might want to think about it. That's okay. It's all right. We will call this a program. If you have thoughts later, you can always call the comment line at 602. Again, it's 602-887-5198. Leave a voicemail. Let me know you want it to be aired, and we'll go from there. It's perfectly fine. For the Security Box, I'm Jared Reimer. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you next week. Right here on the Independent Channel. Till then, stay as safe as possible. Have yourself a great day. Walks barely down the street with the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
dust. Hey, hey, another one bites the dust. Hey.